Be sure to get your copy of Money Magazine's Best of the Best issue for 2026. It's double the size and twice the value. Find out the best super in Australia, the best ETF to make you money, the best credit cards, and the best personal loans. The Best of the Best is on sale December 1st. Be sure to get your copy at magshop.com.au or download the app. Look for Money Magazine Australia on the App Store.
Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. Dedicated listeners to Friends with Money will remember that about a year ago, we did an episode on the future of super, all about superannuation reforms that were coming up over the next couple of years. In my head, I figured that was probably the last time that we would touch on super reforms for a while, at least for a couple of years. But as it turns out, I was naive. Given the announcements in the super space in recent weeks and their potential impact on millions of Australians, it's only right that we do our due diligence. So on today's episode, we are going to run through three areas of note, namely tax changes on higher super balances, changes to the low-income superannuation tax offset, and we'll also get a bit of an update on payday super. And I'm very pleased to say that I'm not doing this alone. Joining us today to help break down all of these changes is Shane Hancock, General Manager Retirement at Australian Super. Shane, a very warm welcome to you. It is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
Shane, I think I'd like to kick things off with the proposed tax changes on higher super balances. But before we get into the most recent announcement, can you give us a bit of a broad overview of what the government's original plan had been for these?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. The original plan, which was discussed in February 2023, the proposal was to increase tax on earnings for all super balances over $3 million. So the proposal included applying a 30% tax rate on earnings. So currently, tax on superannuation earnings is 15%. And so I was looking to put an additional 15% tax on top of that superannuation earnings. The other element was it included taxing unrealized gains. So this means tax on any increases in the value of an investment that hasn't been sold yet. So for example, the increased value of a property that hasn't been sold yet, you would pay additional tax on.
So that's obviously what the proposal originally was, but that's not what we heard from the Treasurer and the government a couple of weeks ago. So what's changed, Shane, and what is the kind of reform going to be going forward now?
Yeah, so there's various consultation and views on the previous proposal. Taking that on board, there's been some announcements last week by the Treasurer, or recently by the Treasurer, as you mentioned. So one of the big changes is the $3 million threshold is now being indexed. So previously it wasn't. It would stay at $3 million over a number of years. So therefore, that would have impacted more and more people over time as balance grew. So the current proposal is to align that with inflation. The $3 million cap still exists, and that will be proposed that it's taxed at the 30% as the previous proposal was. But they've introduced in this proposal an increase or another threshold of $10 million. So between $3 and $10 million, there'll be an additional 15%, so 30% tax on earnings. Over $10 million, it will be 40%, so an additional 25% tax on top of the already superannuation earnings tax rate of 15%. One of the other changes in the proposal is the indexation that I referred to earlier. So the new proposal will index the balances to inflation. So the $3 million will grow, the $10 million will grow. The additional change, which I believe is one of the areas of contention, was tax on unrealized gains versus realized gains. So in this particular proposal, it will be tax on actual earnings that will be taxed as opposed to the previous unrealized. So you can see there's a very big shift, but the main piece around particularly the indexation would really help the future Australians and how this tax would impact them and equalize that going forward. The current proposal would impact approximately 90,000 Australians who have more than $3 million and about 8,000 Australians who have more than $10 million. So at this stage, it's a small number, but obviously superannuation is balances are growing fast with a 12% superannuation guarantee. So that indexation would assist that number not growing abnormally.
I'm shocked that there's as many as 8,000 people that have that much in their super, Shane. That's a heck of a lot. But yes,
yeah, well done to them.
I'm very impressed. One last bit on this, which is obviously important, and we might not know the answer to just yet, but do we have any, I guess, sense of when these or this particular reforms will actually be legislated and then potentially implemented, or is that a kind of a TBD?
Well, obviously, you've made the key point about legislated and implemented, so it needs to get through Parliament. But at this stage, the proposal is expected to come in effect from 1 July 2026.
So next year, we'll see if that happens.
Yes.
As I said in my intro, super reforms have a habit of changing or being delayed or being tweaked. So we'll see what happens there. Shane, if we can, I'd love to move on to the low-income superannuation tax offset, aka the LISTO, and definitely what I'm going to be referring to it as, because it's a bit of a mouthful otherwise. So again, before we, I guess, dive into the proposed changes around the LISTO, can you explain to us what it is and I guess what its purpose is as well at heart?
Yeah, so yeah, we love an acronym in superannuation, so LISTO is the one for low-income superannuation tax offset. So the idea behind it is that superannuation is a concessionally taxed environment. And the benefit of that means that people are getting should be getting a better tax benefit by putting their money in super for the trade-off of locking their money away for retirement. And so the idea behind it is that the employer contributions that someone receives or paid into their superannuation should be taxed at a level lower than what their marginal tax rate would be. So over time, the tax rates have changed, and so low-income earners' taxes has decreased, and therefore the LISTO, as we call it, gives Australians who are at a certain level, so the current level is anyone who is earning $37,000 or less, would receive a rebate back into their superannuation account on an annual basis up to a value of $500. So if you're earning less than $37,000, your tax on your superannuation may be higher than your tax on your income. So therefore, it's not as beneficial as for those above $37,000. So under the current structure, you would get $500 back into your account annually.
But as you're hinting at there, Shane, that's not going to be the case in the future or potentially in the future because the government announced its desire to reform the LISTO a couple of weeks ago at the same time as those changes in regards to larger balances. So what's the proposal around the LISTO? What might we see changed here?
Yeah, so the important change is actually the amount or the income level. So it's increasing from $37,000 to $45,000, which matches the second income tax bracket, and the refund will increase from $500 to $810. So the reason for this is that those who have qualified for LISTO and how much rebate they have hasn't changed since 2017, but obviously income tax brackets and superannuation guarantee levels have changed over that period of time. So when it was introduced in 2017, it was meant to apply to the bottom two tax brackets, but over time that tax level has changed, and that's why the level's been lifted up to the $45,000. When LISTO was set back in 2017, as I said, superannuation guarantee was also only 9%. And so, as we mentioned earlier, superannuation guarantee is now at 12%. So the $500 cap on LISTO rebate reflects a fair rebate on the 9% super with the increase to 12%.
So Shane, given these changes and assuming that they do come in, what could it mean for someone's balance, someone who is, you know, eligible for the LISTO come retirement?
This is a really important change for low-income earners. Treasury estimates that those affected by the boosted LISTO could end up with an extra $15,000 in their super account at retirement, which is a significant amount. However, the impacts will look differently for each individual depending on circumstances, income, their working patterns. But what we do know is that most of the people affected by this change will be women who are more likely to be part-time or casual work because of caring responsibilities. So that's something Australian Super has been a massive advocate for equality there, but also for low-income earners to ensure super is fair for everybody. The proposed changes to Listo are set to positively impact 1.3 million Australians. So you also compare that to the previous conversation we had about the high income. So 1.3 million Australians who would benefit from this change and impact their retirements, a substantial number.
Beyond the number of people who are impacted, that $15,000 figure, as you said, will change depending on people's circumstances. But that's no small chunk of money either. So obviously going to be very welcomed by many people in years to come. Shane, last question on the Listo before we move on. Again, do we have any idea of when these proposed reforms are actually expected to take effect?
Yeah, so the current proposal is looking to have them come into effect from 1 July 2027. So in effect, the 2027-2028 financial year. So the Listo payment from the government or from the ATO will be relevant for that year and will start to hit people's super balances after 30 June 2028. So it'll cover that year, your earnings for financial year ending in June 28, and then post that, the money will be sent into your super account.
So a couple of years to wait on that one. Shane, before these two announcements, we also had a bit of an update on payday super legislation, which I think is worth touching on briefly as well. I guess before we jump into where we're at, can you maybe give us a quick refresher, Shane, about what payday super is all about?
Yeah, so currently the requirements for an employer to pay their employee's superannuation into account is quarterly. So in many cases, employees or Australians will get their superannuation payments quarterly, irrelevant of whether they're paid weekly, monthly, fortnightly, wherever it may be. So what payday super does is, if passed, it will mean that super is paid and invested sooner, helping Australians' retirement savings grow faster. The proposal is that within 7 days of someone being paid their salary, the money needs to be in their superannuation account. What Treasury is proposing by making this switch, a 25-year-old on a medium income currently receiving their quarterly contribution or their super quarterly that's paid fortnightly, it could be around $6,000 better off in retirement. So the reform also targets unpaid or underpaid super, making sure workers get their savings earlier. So the super member council data reveals that in 2022-23, 3.3 million Australians missed out on $5.7 billion in superannuation entitlements. And over the past decade, Australians have missed out on more than $47 billion in unpaid super. So that's an average. It affects workers missed out on about $1,730 in super over that period of time. So payday super still requires employers to pay super at the same, it does require now to pay super at the same time as they pay employees' wages. And the concept of aligning super payment with payday was first announced in 2023 to boost transparency and ensure timely payments. So that's the crux of what it is. So at the moment, if you think about it, someone gets their pay slip now, they get their pay, it sees they've had a superannuation contribution paid, but currently that contribution might not hit their account for up to a few months later. Now it's got to be within 7 days, if passed.
As someone who checks their superannuation on a monthly basis at the end of the month or the start of the month, and gets paid monthly as well, I can definitely appreciate having that align up. So I can imagine that other people will in the future as well. Shane, one last question again on this: when are we likely to see it actually come in? Because it's still in Parliament, isn't it?
Yeah, so this one, as opposed to the others, is looking to be passed quicker and sooner. So it will be in effect by the 1st of July 2026. So that's the current proposal for implementation.
Fingers crossed we see that happen then. Shane, a bit more of a meta question before we let you go. Obviously, for people who aren't interested in finance, unlike everyone who's listened to this podcast, these kind of changes can, you know, easily pass them by. So why do you think it's, I guess, important for people to keep up with these sorts of announcements?
So the first thing I always say to anyone who asks this question or asks about why should I be interested in their super, the basic answer, it's your money. And so we just talked about getting a pay slip and seeing your pay going to your account, and now 12% of your salary is going into superannuation. That's a substantial amount and it's yours. So the thing I'd say is, if 12% of your salary was missing from your bank account, you'd notice, right? So the first bit is it's your money. So therefore, staying informed on changes to your super or personal finance empowers people to take more control. We know that many Australians, especially younger generation, lack confidence when it comes to managing money. And this lack of confidence can directly affect their long-term security. So our research actually tells us that only 36% of young women and 49% of young men aged 15 to 29 feel comfortable they'll live well in retirement. So I know it's a long way to go, right, before retirement. So I can understand there's a lack of understanding. But by staying up to date with your super changes, seeking guidance and taking small steps to grow your super balance now, Australians can make a significant difference to their retirement outcome. So the crux of this message is it's your money, take interest and look after your own retirement.
I think as I touched on before, Shane, I got into the habit of checking my super every month a couple of years ago and just, for the purpose of making sure that A, there was in there, but also to see how it was tracking as well. And it's really, it has given me a bit more confidence to look into other bits and pieces to do with my super. And it's just satisfying to see it largely, go up over time. So, even if it's a quick look just to check in on how things are going, I can imagine that's, going to be helpful for a lot of people as well.
Yeah, it's hugely important. I think even, we talked about payday super, so more Australians will see their pay going into their account quicker. So they'll obviously see hopefully an increase in their balance over time. And as more people take interest in their superannuation, it also helps uplift the guidance and services that are being provided by their superannuation account. So yeah, it's really important that people take some ownership and look at, are they in the right fund? Are they got the right insurance? Are they paying the right fees and so on? And as you get more and more engaged in your super, you'll end up with a better outcome.
Shane, I must say that you've done a stellar job explaining everything today. And part of me wishes that I had a few more reforms to throw your way. But hey, who knows? Perhaps we'll be back here at the same time next year to run through a few more. But until then, many thanks for joining us on Friends with Money. It's been a real pleasure.
Great. It's been great to be here, Tom, and thanks for having me.
That is it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, Friends with Money will be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.